KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM is joined once a week by Caroline Bruderer of Caroline's Cause Corner.
Thanks, Tyler. Today we have Katie Bond from Peace Exchange and a board member of Peace Exchange, Janet Kane, who is with Impact Giving. Hi, ladies. Tell us all about Peace Exchange, a sustainable, fair trade nonprofit, correct?
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having us. We are a Laguna Beach-based nonprofit. The Peace Exchange has been in existence for almost 2 years, and we serve women in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. There is a board of almost 15 people working to create this to happen, and as we are creating sustainable fair trade centers in Congo, we are also going to be moving into other countries such as Nepal in 2015.
So for people that don't really understand what sustainable fair trade means, why don't you explain it and how it applies to the Peace Exchange?
In fair trade, we are working in what is considered third world countries or developing nations. We go into places that are the tough places you would not choose to travel. And we primarily work with women artisans, women co-op groups. Currently, we're working in the Congo because the United Nations has called that to be the worst place on the planet for a woman to live. It is known statistically to be the rape capital of the world. And so we're choosing to go in there and uplift and empower women in a really dark area.
So the goods that you are showing them how to create, they can take to market and create their own business through, correct?
Correct. We give the women a platform they would not have if it was not for us going in. Because they are living in such remote villages and regions, we've set up sewing centers that they go to. They're employed full-time. We pay them very well. And then the items they make, we have imported here and we sell locally.
And where do you sell them here in Laguna Beach?
Our biggest store is Vertigo Home. We also do a lot of trunk shows, and you can find stuff on our website. And then we wholesale to other stores in LA and on the East Coast as well.
So talk about the volunteer opportunities for Laguna Beach residents, because I believe there's probably many, and it would be very fulfilling. Janet, can you talk about that?
Well, we need many things. If you are a social media buff or person, we're looking for social media. It's a grassroots organization that Katie just began last year from nothing. So pretty much wholesale opportunities, social media, retailing opportunities.
I would imagine if you were a student, this would be an amazing opportunity for an internship to get
Absolutely.
Really familiar
yeah.
with this type of economics, you know, and helping other people out in very remote places.
Yeah, we have a volunteer coordinator that has just come on board, and she is overseeing a college internship program that will be starting in the fall. And every month we have items coming in because we're keeping these women employed full time now. We're always having shipments come in. As those shipments come in every month, we could so use volunteers to help us unpack, label things, get things ready for it to go into stores or for the website. So if you want to be very hands-on, you can. Also, if you want to host a trunk show or have some kind of event or help us with a fundraiser, because we want to launch into a new country and start doing jewelry making in Nepal, in 2015, we're going to be focusing on fundraising and launching that sustainable fair trade center there. So there's going to be plenty of opportunities for people to get involved. And we create, because we're so small and grassroots, there's not a middle person. So you can have a true direct impact. You can send letters to the women. You can see pictures of them. We try to once in a while do Skype sessions, which is incredibly hard, but we try. So people can really see what's happening.
So that's great. And can you have a brand new website, correct?
Yeah.
And
we have
people
a
can
website.
Buy goods off the website?
Absolutely. Our website just launched today.
And what's the URL?
And the website is thepeaceexchange.com.
Thepeaceexchange.com.
Yeah. And the money goes back to the women. We are a nonprofit. And so all profits that are made, we go right back into either buying new sewing machines or giving them a raise or creating a new product line. So the money, your purchase does make a huge impact.
So Katie, tell us a little bit about the mix of products that you are offering from the women of Congo.
Currently, we have a line of 15 items, and we're launching a pet line at the end of the year. We currently have napkins, placemats, yoga bags, wine bags, market bags, anything that you could think of for your home, pillowcases, aprons. Our best-selling items are the yoga bags, and that's the favorite item that the women love to make in the Congo. They love making the yoga bag. They think it's really beautiful. And they like making the market bag wine tote. So those are the ones that perfect for your picnic.
Yeah, I bought a yoga bag, and I have gotten so many compliments on it. And it is such a great bag, I have to say. So this is another example of hyper-local efforts from Laguna Beach residents that are just amazing. And another way that you can help today is if you become a member of KX93.5 during the airing of the segment, a portion of your membership will go directly to the Peace Exchange. So I want to thank Katie and Janet for being here and telling us all about this great work, and hope that the listeners do call you and get in touch with you through the new brand new website to get for volunteer opportunities. And I want to thank the listeners once again. This is Caroline Bruder for KX93.5. Until next time, make it a giving day.